We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good day to you, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning in. Today's a very special day. Somebody from our church, it's their birthday, and they are very excited about that. It also is the birthday of a loved one of mine, and it's also it's a day of significance for another reason. So welcome to April the 5th, 2018. We trust that you are having a marvelous, marvelous week. And that this is a week where you are ready for the Word of God to come into your life and to make you more fruitful and productive than you've ever been before. So I do just want to remind you, this Sunday morning we will be having our Sunday school and our church service at 10:30. We will not be having our adult service Sunday night, but we will be having youth. Youth will be taking place at 6:30. We got our Women of Worth meeting coming up on Monday night. We're hosting a ministers meeting on Tuesday, and then back to our regular Wednesday schedule on Wednesday. So I'm giving us a night of reprieve so that we can rest and be fully engaged for ministry the rest of the week. So if you'd like to come out and visit with us, we'd love to have you at Merritt Assembly God, 165 North Grove Street. By the way, this is the Refresh Radio program with Pastor Bob Arthurs, and you are listening to WMIE 91.5 FM. Trust you're having a great day. So today we are going to be hitting a couple of different passages of Scripture. We're going to be in Matthew chapter 13 again. I told you a couple of weeks ago when we were starting in Matthew 13 that there were three different parables that Jesus told in Matthew chapter 13 that had to do with sowing. And that's what we are focusing on right now, sowing to the Spirit and not to the flesh. And so I want to take you to the third one right now, and that is in Matthew chapter 13, verse number 31, where it says, "Another parable he put forth to them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed, which a man took and sowed in his field, which indeed is the least of all the seeds. But when it is grown, it is greater than the herbs and becomes a tree, so that the birds of the air come and nest in its branches. Another parable he spoke to them, the kingdom of heaven is like leaven, which a woman took and hid in three measures of meal till it was all leavened." So we're gonna talk a little bit today about the kingdom of heaven. God wants the kingdom of heaven inside of us. A lot of people have the mindset of the kingdom of heaven being here or being there, but Jesus said the kingdom of heaven is within you. If you're a child of God, if you are born again, if you've asked Jesus to forgive you of your sins and be the Lord of your life, he came in and resides in your heart. We like to ask our kids, where does Jesus live? And their first response is, well, he lives in heaven. And that's true. I said, where else does he live? And they say, he lives in my heart. And I said, that's correct. And wherever the king is, the kingdom is there as well. I want you to realize that you and I, we are not just enduring all of this mess, just waiting for it to get bad enough that we get to go to heaven. That's not the mindset that I've got at all. I believe that I am a child of the living God, that I am a joint heir with Jesus Christ, and that I am heir with him of the promises of God. And therefore, because he has returned to the Father, greater works than he did are we capable of doing. That's what I believe. I believe that when the Holy Spirit was poured out at Jesus' request upon us, he was the promise of the Father, God the Holy Spirit, that it was expedient for us. It was in our best interest. That the book of Acts is the is the acts of the Holy Spirit through the apostles. That's the way that I like to look at the book of Acts. Here a couple of weeks ago, I was sharing with our congregation. That's an easy word to say first thing here. I was sharing with our congregation and said, what was Jesus' first miracle? And everybody said, turn the water into wine. And I said, from the scripture, what's his last miracle? Well, the answer is there isn't a last miracle defined where it says this is the last miracle that Jesus did, because Jesus is still doing miraculous things through the Holy Spirit, through the body of Christ in our day and time. Great and mighty things. I am a firm believer that the people that know their God shall do great exploits. So that's what I believe about the kingdom of heaven. And that kingdom of heaven is living inside of us. But we have a mindset as human beings that it's got to be great quantity. And Jesus was trying to get them to see that it might start seemingly small and seemingly insignificant, but the kingdom of heaven has no desire nor intention of staying that way inside your heart and inside your life and inside my life. That's not the will of God. The will of God is that the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven, it's going to grow inside of you, and it's going to come bursting forth, and it's going to become bigger than what you could have ever conceived that it was going to become when it was just in that little bitty seed when you first saw it. Tommy Barnett, I've been in some services with him where he would hand out a mustard seed in it. It's really not much larger than a grain of salt. It's very, very tiny, very, very small. And he does that with a message that he titles, There's a Miracle in Your House. And so I want to ask you today, have you isolated the kingdom of God? Have you put parameters around the kingdom of God to where you cannot, or you have not granted permission for the kingdom of heaven to impact other areas of your life? Now, my understanding of the kingdom of heaven is that the king wants access to everything. You see, when I entered into salvation, it just wasn't a spiritual transaction where I said to him, you know, here's all of my sins, here's all of my failures, here's all of my disappointments, and I'm going to accept your forgiveness, but I'm not going to give you any of my successes. I'm going to give you my Sunday mornings, but I'm not giving you the other 6 days. I'm going to give you access to my spirit, and I'm going to give you access to my thoughts, but I'm not going to give you access to my finances or anything. That's not the type of transaction. You see, it was a covenant, was a complete exchanging of assets and liabilities. Now, there are no liabilities with God. So we come out much better on the deal. If you ask me how much I was worth, and to give you an idea, when I had my internship when I was in college, my grade was consistent of two parts. One was what the pastor that I worked for gave me a grade, and the other was how I gave myself a grade. I think I gave myself a C and he gave me an A, so I got a B in the class. And it's like, man, I wish I had known what he thought about me, because I would have given myself a better grade as well. Would have helped my GPA just a smidgen more. A lot of times we've got to embrace the mindset that God wants us, and that is that everything that he has in heaven is available for us. Now, it starts out in a seed form, and I talked about, you know, seed faith and things like this. As long as the earth shall endure, there's going to be seed time and harvest. Don't minimize the potential in that seed. Do you realize that seeds The power in the seed has been going for thousands of years now. A seed is planted and it comes up and it creates exponential numbers of more seeds that continue to grow. And it has been perpetuating. All of the potential in that seed is because God spoke that potential into that seed at creation time. Okay, if you can see that from an agricultural standpoint, you should also be able to see that from a kingdom standpoint. The king has jurisdiction over me spiritually. He has jurisdiction over me emotionally. The kingdom of God is righteousness, it's peace, and it's joy in the Holy Ghost. He's got jurisdiction over my intellectual capacity. He's got jurisdiction over my time. He's got jurisdiction over the place that I live. He's the one that assigns me as an ambassador. He has jurisdiction over my finances because no soldier serves at his own expense. The king says, I'll take care of the provision. You don't have to worry about that. So there are all of these things that are going on where the king is, where Jesus is saying the kingdom of heaven, it's wanting to become more inside of you than just that brief little prayer that you prayed where you asked Jesus to be the Lord of your life. So let me ask you, what is the kingdom of heaven becoming in you? You see, because when I look at the disciples before the resurrection and the disciples after the resurrection, I see that they have become much more emboldened. They have become more profound. They have become more understanding. They have become more adequate in discipling. They've been more willing to go. They've been more willing to die. They've been more willing to proclaim. They became radically different individuals because the Holy Spirit and the kingdom of heaven began to operate in their life to such an extent that they said, man, this is what was said about them. These people have been with Jesus. I want to ask you, what's the kingdom of heaven doing in your life? Is it causing a transformation to take place where people can notice that you have been with Jesus and that I have been with Jesus? So let me tell you that I believe that the problems that we deal with in life, we would find much quicker resolution and greater resolution to if we had stopped, you know, being so fixated on the problem and be more fixated on the problem solver. Let me tell you what I mean by that. I met my wife in church, but I didn't go to church to meet my wife. I went to church to serve my king. She had a call of God on her life before I met her. So she's just not a wife of a pastor, even though she doesn't hold credentials. She's entitled to credentials, but she doesn't hold credentials. She's a very capable and qualified minister, a servant of the Most High God in her own right. But she had a call on her life. She's not just a bystander. She's not just the pretty face beside of this couple, even though she is much more beautiful than I am handsome. It was the fire of God. It was the zeal for God that she had in her life. That was what, quite frankly, captivated my attention. Now, let me tell you, I can also remember the very first time I saw her, or not the very first time. I can remember the second day that I saw her. The first day that I saw her, I was moving. And so I just don't remember much about that day at all. other than getting in trouble because I hadn't called my father to let him know that I arrived safely. I remember that part. So I don't remember that, but I do remember the very first time that I wasn't moving and she came up out of the stairs and, I can still tell you the outfit that she was wearing, the big smile she had on her face. I can tell you that she was on her way to choir practice and all of that sort of stuff, because the kingdom of God for any of us is not just about what takes place in the house of God. It's growing. You know, the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven, it has become very, very important, a core aspect of how we do our finances. It has to do with how we parent. It has to do with how we communicate with people. It has to do with how we operate at work. It is of such importance in our life that it has to do with the way that my wife goes to deal with the physicians that she deals with. Everything is framed about the kingdom of heaven. And here's what Jesus said, is the more that we allow the kingdom of heaven to break forth into every area of our life, that it becomes a place of rest. It becomes a place of comfort. It becomes a desirable place for those who may not have that same gift operating in them at the time. It talks about that it becomes a tree so that the birds of the air come and nest in its branches. Up until recently, there was a massive, massive tree. It was a big, beautiful oak tree. It was cut down recently. I'm not sentimentally attached to a lot of things. There was never anything, you know, spectacular that happened under that tree. It was just a nice tree. But the thing that I remember about that tree was the massive number of birds that would come and lodge in that tree. And that's what I picture when I see this passage. Do you realize that it doesn't say that if you're the pastor, the kingdom of heaven will work inside of you and you will become this place where massive amounts of people will come and find refuge in what you've become? There isn't a pastor exclusivity about that. It's available for every believer. I'm convinced that many of the public profiles and public persona, that those are really not the super saints. I believe the super saints many times operate in anonymity. I believe that there's a lot of people out there who nobody really knows about. Do you know that there are a lot of people in the Bible that did great things that they're never named? And while everybody else is fascinated with Abraham and Solomon and all of that, to be quite honest with you, the people that I'm intrigued by are the people who accomplished great things and nobody knows their name. The Bible talks about a lady who saved a city and nobody knew her name. Proverbs talks about a poor man of wisdom who saved a city and nobody gave him any thought. Today, I want to challenge you to allow the Word of God to penetrate and permeate every area of your life. Here's why. I watched... We had a bus ministry at one point in time. We're hoping to be able to, let me rephrase that. We're believing that we're going to be able to have a bus here at some point in time. We actually need one for our youth ministry. There were times last year where I had to rent rent vans three or four times simply because nobody owned a vehicle that could transport as many people as we needed to transport at one point in time. And I saw a man who at that point in time, he was about the age I am now. And he decided he was going to help me out with boys ministry one night. And it was an area which his personal preferences didn't fit anywhere in that spectrum. And I saw him get down there and he operated with those kids and had just a marvelous time with them. He spoke their language. He spoke at their level and he was personally engaged. And you know, this person told me he went to a meeting one time because he didn't think anybody was going to show up to the meeting and he didn't want the pastor to be in that meeting all by himself. And what he discovered was he ended up having a ministry that it became the joy of his life. I mean, he had pastored a church before, but it was a ministry that became, and there are certain things about the kingdom of heaven inside of him that it just caused him to excel and influence people that others weren't able to influence. What would your family reunion look like this summer if before you showed up, the kingdom of heaven had begun to grow inside of you and touch areas and heal hurts that maybe loved ones had implemented decades earlier? What would your family reunion look like if the kingdom of heaven came in and it changed the way that you thought about people so that you didn't see them in a negative light, but you saw them for the potential of what God has the ability to do inside of their life? What would it be like if all of a sudden you realize that the person that is frustrating you requires less patience from you than what you do from God? You see, I think that if we would allow for the potential of growth of the kingdom of heaven inside not just our spiritual areas, but all of the areas of our life, I think that we would find that people would want to hang around the Jesus inside of us a lot more than what they do. Amen. I tell my church sometimes, if I've shared a point there, I said, I'm going to amen myself on that one. Well, I'm the one here on the radio, so I'm going to amen myself. So if we will allow the kingdom of heaven to permeate our finances, then there's going to be people who are going to be blessed because of what our financial life has become. If we allow the kingdom of heaven to permeate what we spend our time on, we're going to touch people that we might not have got to touch before. You see, because it doesn't say that there would just be one type of bird that would come and take refuge in that tree. And that's where I somewhat have issue with people only operating out of their natural strength. I don't want to minimize those. I think they're phenomenal. There are some tremendously gifted people. But I also realize that God has the potential to develop supernatural giftings inside of us. And in all quite honesty, those supernatural giftings are a lot more appealing to the world than the natural giftings are. You see, you can find natural giftings all over the place. You can go ooh and ah and all of that sort of stuff. But it is the supernatural giftings that got a hold of Nathaniel when Jesus said, before he called you, I saw you under the tree. I know all there is to know about you. And you're going to see greater things than these because I go to the Father. I believe that we need to open up the possibility that the kingdom of heaven has a great deal more pervasiveness to be able to make us more than we have become. When my wife and I, when God spoke to us and said, it's time for you to go look at, for a house. Now, understand, we were approved for that house. We had looked for a house a number of times before, and we had looked for homes that were less expensive and had been turned down at every turn. But God gave me a verse one year, and we were obedient to that verse. And I'll never forget. When God said, now is the time, and we didn't hesitate, we went and we looked. And we saw homes that were prettier than the home that we bought. We saw homes that were more turnkey ready. You see, whenever you go and look at a house, there's generally going to be some things that you're going to put your touch on. While everybody else, our house had sat without any takers on it for quite some time because they were looking for turnkey ready. What we went looking for was potential. What could this house become? And that's the question that I want to leave with you on today's broadcast. What can you become? What can your family become? What can your church become? What can I become? What can Merit Assembly of God become? What could become of the Refresh radio program? What could become of WMIE and WWBC? What could become of the Kingdom of Heaven in Brevard County if we would truly just say, God, have your way. Permeate every area of my life. May you rule and reign over my thoughts, rule and reign over my diet, rule and reign over my exercise, rule and reign over my relationships, rule and reign over where I live and where I work, rule and reign over the car that I drive. My daughter said something one time. She was praying for a car. And believe me, she knows when God says no, and she knows when God says yes. And God had told her no on a number of things, and she was praying about something. She had a conversation with another person, and she said this, Dad, I don't think we're normal. And I said, what do you mean by that? And she said, well, I know a lot of people, they just want something, they just go out and get it. You know, we pray about things, about whether it's right for us to go get it. I think I like hearing from the King. Let's let the Kingdom of Heaven permeate us. See you next time right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.